We are learning Daf Yud, and we learn Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we're starting from the bottom of Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara says before that 8 days of Sukkot have Hallel, say the Gansa Hallel, the whole Hallel. And Mashma, but Pesach, only the first day of Pesach. So Gemara says, Ma'ishtor b'chag, they're in Kol Yoyma. Why on Chag, every single day you say the whole Hallel? You don't say the whole halal every day of Pesach. And for the Gemara, the Chag, Chalukim, Karban, Esayim. On Chag is a new carbon every day because the Pari Chag, Amasmatim. The Pesach and Chalukim, Karban, Esayim. It's all the same carbon every day. Therefore, it's the same Yontav every day. So it's not Machayev, a new halal. And therefore, you only say one halal first day of Pesach, and that's all. Mashach and Sukkot, every day is a new Yontav. So you say a halal every day. And there's a lot of Torah here, Kiyadua, that in the Beis Yosef it brings down a reason that you don't say Hal every day on Pesach is because it says on last day of Pesach, Maisa Yodai Tovu Bayam, and you're going to say Hal, and Chal Moed can't be more Chomer than Pesach, than last day of Pesach, if we don't say whole Hal. So how's it with this Gemara? So the simple Torah very quickly is there's two of Mechayim for Hal, the Nes and the Yomtiv. Two Mechayim, both of them give Mechayim Hal. So after Yontiv, it's not Mechayim new Hal, because it's not different parak. I say Hal Apostolos Kriyas Yamsov. And that we say, no, Ma'isi Yom Tov Yam, and you don't say Hal. Okay, there's more kashus, but we'll stop there. The Gavra Tyra. Vait is the Gemara. The Gemara says, now you're saying that Chalukah of the carbon is saying is a Mechayim for Halel, Shabbos, the Chalukah of the carbon is saying, a special carbon on Shabbos, Lema, you say Hal on Shabbos. Imagine saying Hal on Shabbos and Hechel Tzvi. Say Hal. So tomorrow, Lo Yikre Moed. Lo Yikre Moed. It's not called a Moed, therefore it's not enough to have Chalukah becoming the same, it also has to be called a Moed. Right, tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Yikre Moed. Rosh Chodesh, the Pasuk in Eicha calls it a Moed because it says Karalai Moed. That means that they were that year of the Meraglim, they added on extra months. Extra day to Tammuz, so it should land up on Tisha B'Av. That the Meraglim land on Tisha B'Av, so it's called, it says Lashon Mayed there, and they add there in Shchaydish. You see, Shchaydish is called Mayed. Lema, you say Hal, the whole Hal. We don't say the whole Hal on Shchaydish. And the Gemara, Akash Shchaydish Malacha, it needs a Mayed that's also Asr Malacha. The Chsiv says in the Pasuk, Hashir Yir Lachem, when do you say Hal? But Leil is Kadosh Chag, and the night where the Chag is Kadosh, which is also Malacha, which is going on Leil Pesach, that we say Hal on Leil Pesach. Laila Mekudosh Lechag, Ton Shira, a night that's Mekudosh. Lechag, Ton Shira, Vshem Mekudosh Lechag, ain't Ton Shira. It's not Mekudosh Lechag, it doesn't have Issa Malacha, it does not need Shira. Not Chalamayit. What? Why do we say Chalamayit? Why do we say Chalamayit? That's a very good question. It's a bumper question, excellent question. So first of all, most of the Shem hold that when the rice is Malacha and Chalamayit. It's Malacha, it's Asuka Malacha, it's going to Chalamayit. It's Asuka Malacha, Chalamayit. So that's first of all. Then it's very good Shemak. It's Malacha, Chalamayit. But if you look at the Shem also in the Rabbanon, then you have a very good question. Well, this Rabbanon, what happened to the Kasha? The Yaivitz Bavar is the Kasha. But it's a good question, very good question. But you see from here, by the way, that it's the Chi of Hal on the night of Pesach. So Shai was before, when he said 12 days or 18 days, why don't we cancel the night of Pesach? So either we cancel only the days, or you can tie in that since it's the night of the day, it's all one day. That whole day says Hal. Say a night and my day, it's not counted extra day. Right tomorrow, Shana, you have something?
No. No, don't say anything.
Yeah, I don't think the article answers the question. You have to ask, Rabbi Harris Goldworm. Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim, the ikru mayid. The ikta shesias malacha. It's also aser basias malacha. Leima, you say how? Why don't we say how Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur? And for the gemar from the avol, don't avol. Omer malchay yashat v'nikaris baruch hu. Bani shleim. Primai yishon v'shira l'fanecha Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. Why doesn't Klai Yisrael say shira on yom kippur and Rosh Hashanah? Omer lahem efshem malchay shakis yadin v'sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim suchel l'fanav. The king is sitting on at the court case with the Sifrei Chayim and Sifrei Meisim. He might die, and they're gonna say Shira. They're sittering away. Yisrael Imrim Shira Lefanai. Therefore, there's no Hal. Really, should be Hal. There's no Hal. See, for example, every case you see, this is the there's no Nes on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So, what's the Hav Minish Sehal? Because that's an example where the Yom Tov is Mechayev Hal. And where it says, no, there's no challah because Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Suchel, Fanecha. Vaiting more of a Chanukah, the loy hochi, loy hochi, the Kamrinon. Challah, Chanukah is not a yomtiv, it's not a moid, it's not also the melacha. And still we say, challah, what's going on there? And Vaiting more of a Shum Nisa, because the Nais is Machayev Halah. So the Nais is Machayev Halah Chanukah, therefore we say, challah. Vaiting more of Purim Dika Nisa, on Purim, there's a Nais, right? We don't say challah on Purim. Lema, let's say Hal. So Gemara doesn't have three terutzim. The first terutz is Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, v'she'erem shira al neis v'chutz laaretz. We don't say shira on a neis in chutz laaretz. Maskel Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, where Tzius Mitzrayim the neis v'chutz laaretz hu v'amir Hal. Tzius Mitzrayim is a neis in chutz laaretz, and we do say Hal. That's Gemara's kasha. So Kari, it's a little shvel. What is Gemara's kasha? Gemara is asking that how you say halal and seems trying. What do you mean? We said there's a chiv halal al tziyantiv, al the mayid, al tzisim malacha. So we only answer Chanukah al tznei. So we said Purim was al tznei. But Pesach maybe is not al tznei, maybe al tziyantiv. So some say that the kash is on the night of Pesach. Night of Pesach, there the halal is sure al tznei. And the kash is, how do you say halal al tznei, the chutzlar, that's Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, the Tanya, Ashley Nipples Yisrael Oretz, Huchshu Kal Ratz Islam Shira. Before they went into Eretz Yisrael, then all the rotzes he said shira on, even Mitzrayim. Mishnah Nichlus Laaretz. After he got to Eretz Yisrael, you hukshu kol rotz lemon shira. You don't say shira anymore on all the rotzes. So the first teretz why we don't say halal on Purim is why not? Because it's chutz laaretz. That's the first teretz. Rav Nachman Amar, you do say halal on Purim. You say halal on Purim. You know how you say halal? Kriyasa zu halayla. When you lay in the Megillah, that is the halal. That's the second teretz. Rav Amar, you can't say halal on Purim. Why? Because we didn't get saved from, we got saved from Misa, but we weren't freed from Achashverosh's kingdom. Rav Amar, Vishlam Hasam, Halulu Avdei Hashem, V'le Avdei Paro. We say, Halulu Avdei Hashem, we're not Avdei Paro anymore. Hacha Allah Avdei Shem, Avdei Achashverosh, Akat Achdei Achashverosh, Anan. We were still Avdei Achashverosh at that time, therefore you couldn't say halal for that. That's the Rav's teretz. Freite Gemara, Varam Nachman, and maybe the Kashan on Rava also, the Amar Kriyos Yaleo, that the Kriya is Halal, and according to Rava, you would say Halal, if not, that you couldn't say Avdei Hashem, Le Avdei Achashverosh, L'chara, it's Chutz Laaretz, V'atayim, Shnuchz Laaretz, L'chukshu L'chara, Ratz L'Lam Shira. So how can you say Halal on a Nase of Chutz Laaretz? It says there's no Shira on that, in the Braisa. Malakim Shigalu, once they went into Galus, the Galus Bavel, Chazra Tei Risha, and then you could go back and say Halal on Nisan that happened in Chutz Laaretz. We do say Chanukah. Halal. On the next. For the next. What? We say Halal on Chanukah. We don't say Halal. So one shot is because it's a Nes from Chutz Laaretz, but Rav Nachman argues in that shot. Right, Rav Nachman argues in that says because we do say Halal on Purim. We say Megillah. And Rava says because you can't say Avdei Hashem L'Avdei Achashverosh. So I think Maravait says in the Mishnah that there was two Chalals. Then it says Le'yamaka ba'ovav v'shem chayishes. Pasuk v'chalal. He started chalal v'sayim ba'ovav. Rapapa ha'inu chalal ha'inu ba'ovav. There's both the same exact thing. It really is called abov. My kol chalal. Why do you call it chalal? The chalay kalay. Because the sound is very sweet. The sound is very sweet, and therefore we call it a chalal. Tanu rabbanan. Ovav ha'iva mikdash. The flute that was in the base of Mikdash, Chalakaya, it was very smooth, like it was peeled off, the bark was peeled off the reed. Dakaya was very thin. Shalkana, it was made out of reeds. Umois Moishaya. These flutes were from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Tziva HaMelech, the Melech, it was very sweet coil, and the Melech was, you know, Mitzava, you know, Tzivua was off, you know, let's cover it with gold, make it very fancy. And it ruined the whole coil. Not the sapuya vayikolarav. It took off the covering and attacka. It was again sweet, so it didn't make any sense to cover it with gold. But the kolarav k'may shahaya. Another instrument, tzalotzal, the symbol. It's like two things you bang together. Hoya b'mikdash shalnechay shahaya. Also from Moshe Rabbeinu's times. But the kolarav, and it was very sweet coil. V'nifka, it got a hole in it. So they didn't know what to do. They brought, you know, coppersmiths from Alexandria to fix it. They fixed it. It wasn't the same sound. Not was the kuna, they left the hole, they took away the covering, but Kalarav and it was still Kamaishaya, it was good, sweet like it was. Another thing in the Mishmikdash we had was
impossible.
What?
It wasn't possible at home.
It wasn't possible, no, it worked. It was working still.
No, I'm saying by Rosh Hashanah, if that's home, then it's possible, no?
Yeah, it wasn't possible. It wasn't the old din shayfa here. Machtesh is haisa mikdash on the chayshas. There was, in the Mishmikdash, when they crushed the katiris, they had a special. That a special grinder was made out of copper. It was Moshe Rabbeinu in those times. They used to crush the besamim for the bakteris. Nispegon, I got a hole. They view umlechsan shem etzray, and they brought umlechsan dira to fix it with the knua. It wasn't doing the same job. Not just tikkun, it took off their, you know, what they fixed. And then went back to working regular. Elu shnei kelim nishdaira mikdash rishon. They never got fixed. These two kelim, the symbol and the machteshes, the grinder, both of them were left over from the Mikdash Rishon and really from Moshe Rabbeinu's days. They had a hole in it and they never got fixed. But Leim Amar David, and David says on this in the Pasuk, they were made out of nechoshes memurit, or nechoshes maruk, which means very thin nechoshes. But Leim Amar David, a clean nechoshes mutzav, Shnayim chamudos kezahav. What does mean chamudos kezahav? Rav Shmuel, machlokes. Chadam akol echav echal shakach shnayim zahav. Each one of these things, the symbol and the grinder, were worth like two of gold. Chadam emin shnayim shkulam echal zahav. Both of them together were worth like one of zahav. Either way, it was worth a lot of money, even though it was made out of copper. Tanur Rav Yosef shnayim shkulam echal zahav. They are both Shkulim like one of Zah. Tanya Rasa Emer that there were two symbols and two machteshes. Shnayim are you? Shnayim al Shnayim, al Tikri Shnayim al Shnayim. There were two. There were two, two and two. There were two of each. Two tzotzalim and two machteshes, Rashi says. Two symbols and two grinders. Tani, Linton Abraisa. Shimmil Emer, Shimmil says, Shiluach Ayim, Kalech Mayim, Kisa. The spring that was in Yerushalayim coming to the Beis Hamikdash, the opening was the size of a coin of Isser. It's such a big opening, right? So Tziva HaMelech, HaMelech said, let's make it bigger. This Yerushalayim HaMelech had more water. But it's Matu. They made it bigger and the water went less. Chazur Miyutu, Menei got small, and then it went back to the old way of Mekalech Mayim. So we see in this Gemara a bunch of times where we got this king, he's going to cover the Chalil with gold. We make the Shluach bigger. We bring in the best, you know, coppersmiths from Mitzrayim to fix something. It never works. Why? Something that's been Hashemayim, you can be the smartest guy in the world and you're not going to make $1 million. You can be the dumbest guy. Wear like a slumpy suit that you can make $1 million. It makes no difference. The Ibishtu decides, you know, how successful you're going to be. There were no bells in the base of Mikdash. My Hardulim. There's a little bell. Why? Because you call it Av. The coil is very thick. And it'll ruin the sweet sounding sounds of the Chalil. And therefore, we don't have this little bell in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Heilige Gemara Vayta. Omar Rabba Bashila, Omar Rav Master, Omar Shmuel. My great fights at Mikdash. There was a shovel in the Beis HaMikdash that was also a instrument. Tosis doesn't like that you use this shovel for shoveling, but Rashi's mashma that he actually used it as a shovel. So my great fights at Mikdash, Asar Nukavma, you had 10 holes, and each hole had another kana in it with another 10 holes, altogether 100 holes. Nimsa's kulam etzia meyim mina zema. It came out 100 different sounds out of this flute, a special flute that had 100 different sounds because it had 100 different holes. That's the memory of Ramasna, or Rav Rashila Ramasna Mashmul. The Braitzer says even more. Masita Tana, hi ama. It was wide ama, gvay ama was high ama, and it was very long. The kata yotzimena, a long, you know, kata, long handle came out of it. Vasarnikovim there, and in each nekev there was another kana that had 100 holes in it. Vasarnikovim, each hole, each kana had 100 holes. Nimtzes altogether, there was 1,000 holes. Kula moitzia elef minizemer, 1,000 different holes, 1,000 pieces of music. On Rav Nachman, how do you remember which one was the Amora, which one was the Tana? Mesimonech, Masnita Guzma. It's always the Bryce that makes the Guzma. Like Rashi says, Shotsu Gemara and Chulin, that the Bryce was a Guzma there. It probably means the Bryce of the Pareches that was 300 Kahanim held up to Tavalet, all the things that Bryce in the Gemara and Chulin. But Masnita is always the Guzma, therefore Masnita is the one who says 1,000 Mine Zemer. And we said that this is like Reifa. Rashi says, "But Garfin is Dashem Mizbech." He used it to also be Garfin Dashem Mizbech. Look, Taisvis, the Kasha, the Hoyse Klizemer. And little Pharaoh, look, Taisvis, shame in your grapefish are you. There was two of grapefish. Echas al Dashem, Echas al Shir. That's what Taisvis says. Very good. Got up to the Alpha and Alpha, the two dots.